T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hugh Shakeshaft is my old friend from London. He's an advisor to a number of members of parliament. And I had dinner with Hugh here in Richmond the other night, last week. And I just sat there. The guy knows everybody. I mean, he's sitting there talking about going on concert tours with The Who. And I'm like, God, Hugh, who do you not know? Is the question. Hugh Shakeshaft is with us this morning. You in New York today, or are you in London?
I'm in New York, actually. I still can't travel. I'm unfit because of the COVID risk. So that's
right.
The cardiologist again last night, and he said, don't you dare get on a plane. But still, okay. Could I correct you, John? And that's very unusual because you're always so right. I'm your long-standing friend, not your old friend, if that's okay.
I'm happy to recharacterize that.
I'm feeling my age these days.
Well, we enjoyed having you here in Richmond. I'm so seeing it. Alonzo joined us for dinner. It was great. And your friend joined us for dinner. It was wonderful. And, you know, normally if I had a guest from out of town, or certainly from out of country, I would put you in the car and take you on my little half-hour tour of Richmond. Unfortunately, Richmond has been on fire, and it's disgusting to drive to the same places that I have always taken people to see the history of America and the history of Richmond. I can't do that right now. I mean, I apologize that I wasn't able to do that. It's terrible.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I would love to have looked at it, John, but we've had the same thing in London. I mean, the nonsense of boxing up Churchill.
What an offense to the people of England.
It was. But you still get the media doing, even the Telegraph going, oh, 1 in 5 people want the Churchill statue in a museum, which means 4 in 5 don't. Mm-hmm. So 80% of the population actually want the Churchill statue to remain. And what I find extraordinarily ironic is that if you disagree with these people, they call you Hitler.
Right.
But they want to tear down the statue of the man who actually fought Hitler.
Right.
Which to me is madness. And the world has gone mad since we
And lost. At some point, but, don't you think the 4 out of the 5 who actually have held on to some rational thinking need to tell the 1 out of the 5 who are crazies to get the hell out of the way and shut up? I mean, I think we've indulged this insanity long enough.
I agree with you. I think one of the things is, you know, we call it the silent majority, both here in the US and in the UK. And it happened in your presidential election of 2016 when the left used label smear and insult as their only political means of debate. And then the silent majority just kept quiet but shouted very loudly in the election booth. You'll see it again. You're seeing in the UK people are stirring and people are getting upset with it now. They've had that, like here, they've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I always say to people, whilst we laugh as a reasonable, rational human beings about the cultural Marxists and the leftists who are tearing down statues, upsets everybody, trying to expunge our history. History belongs to everybody. It's not there for you to like or dislike. It's there for you to learn from. And it's not yours to tear down. It is there for everybody. And I think the the moderate people and the silent majority are now starting to push back. And what has happened is, whilst we are upset and find it humorous that they're tearing down John Cleese is off the TV now, they're changing TV, so taking Gone with the Wind away, mm-hmm. and all of this, whilst we laugh and go, God, they're lunatics, we need to remember these people are going about doing their work.
Yeah, they're winning. They're winning.
They are inflicting on the rest of us a situation that will soon become irrevocable. In other words, the changes that they undemocratically, violently, and aggressively impose on the rest of us will become our cultural future. Mm-hmm. And that is where the majority now have to say, enough, this stops here. We have that lunatic mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, who is anti the UK, anti anything, is managing to turn what I believe naturally as a patriot, a British patriot, the greatest city on the planet, into a third world. I won't say it, but you know how it goes.
Yeah.
Right.
To quote Donald Trump.
Who is now saying he will decide what statues remain in the city, mm-hmm. and expunge our history. Look, Nelson Mandela started out life as a terrorist. He is revered as a man of peace because of his conversion and of what he did. His net effect on the world was positive eventually. Yes, it started out badly. Yes, he recognizes that. But his overall effect was that his effect on the world was fundamentally positive. Mm-hmm. If you look at the way the nation was built, being poor in the United Kingdom in the late 1700s, early 1800s, was appalling. You had a death rate of like only 2 in 10 survived, you know, to the age of 5 in mm-hmm. children. It was no picnic for mm-hmm. everybody. Mm-hmm. The world was terrible. And sadly, the abhorrence of slavery actually funded the ability for philanthropy to take hold. The fact that it was based on something so disgraceful as slavery is incredibly sad. But some of these guys had a net effect on society in the UK that outweighed, sadly, what the negative was.
And now, at least we could be intellectually curious enough or honest enough to do that assessment without trying to expunge them. And I also have to say, Hugh, I look at the people who are players on the stage now in politics and in culture, and I'm trying to find somebody who I think is worthy of a statue, emulation, or praise. Most of them, I think, are a very pathetic, small people compared to the people that they're trying to expunge from the pages of history, people who had to make tough, awful decisions that, of course, in hindsight, in 2020, we can criticize, but the people who are on the stage today are debating things from 150 years ago while they let our society crumble right now. I think it's really pathetic. Hugh, I've got to run, but I always enjoy your perspective on things and appreciate your perspective with many years talking to a lot of people on that side of the Atlantic, and I'm glad to hear you as one of the voices standing up to say this has got to stop. That's important.
Absolutely, John. I agree. And thank you very much for having me on this morning.
Thank you, Hugh. We'll have you back again. I'm sorry the pandemic kind of sidelined our regular visits, but we'll have you again very soon. Hugh Shakeshaft.
Brilliant. I look forward to it.
Advisor to Parliament. And please stay safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.